Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Thank you for joining me for the Trumpet of Truth podcast. My name is Brother Greg Bray. I'm the pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Hey, neighbor. Good to have you on the podcast today. I'm looking forward to what God's got for us in this podcast. I want to do something a little different. On my first podcast, the First Trumpet of Truth podcast, on January the 1st of this year, I did an introduction to my podcast. The week following, I text or poloed several of my friends and asked them if they would be willing to give some input on the podcast, be contributors. Of course, they all said yes. And then I asked them if they would kind of give me some input on what kind of material that I should use on my podcast. Many of them responded, and I had one to respond, Mr. Jesse Lancaster from South Carolina. He suggested, because he likes hymns, that maybe I could do a history of hymns at times. I thought that was a good idea. As a matter of fact, I've thought about it a lot since then. I think this would be a good time to do the history of some hymns, maybe one today, maybe two. I'm not sure exactly how much I'll have time for. I just thought I would change up the content occasionally to make things a little more interesting and keep us thinking about different things as we listen to the podcast and as we go throughout our weeks. That's the purpose of all of it, is to make us think, make anybody think, whether a person's not saved and they need to think about being saved, or whether you're saved and you need to think about what you need to be doing or what you need to be thinking about as a saved person. It's important. Everything in our life is important, and it's important to get the things that God would have for us. There's so many things out there to fill our minds. We need something that's right. We need something that is productive, something that'll make us grow. And some of the good old hymns, as the old preachers used to say, the good old hymns of Zion, I like them. I love them. They will make us think about what God did for us and what God's doing for us. I think about one of the hymns that comes to my mind a lot is the hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus, All Our Sins and Griefs to Bear." What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Another one that comes to my mind a lot that I sing just out by myself somewhere is, "Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow." Don't that do something for your soul? Don't it do something for your heart? Don't that just make something bubble inside and make an amen, glory to God, come out of your mouth? Because Jesus did pay it all for our sins. Thank God he give all. He give every bit of his blood, of his life. He give everything for our sins. Thank God for that. And I praise God for that. And that makes us praise. And we need that kind of stimulation to make us praise God, make us just put out a hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, I love what the Lord's done for me. And I hope that you're saved, and I hope that you can say that. And I look forward to looking at the hymns today that we'll look at. Maybe a couple. I don't know yet. We'll just see. But thank God. The first hymn that I want to look at today, and just praise God for. It's a hymn that I've heard the history of it throughout my life, and it's been a blessing to me just hearing the history of it. And that is the hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." A man by the name of Horatio Spafford wrote the hymn. I was doing a little research on Mr. Spafford, and I found out that he was a prominent American lawyer and a successful real estate investor. He was born in 1828 in Troy, New York. But when I was doing the research, I found out that he died in a place that you'll probably be familiar with, Jerusalem. Then the question come to me, why was he in Jerusalem? Of course, knowing what I know about Jerusalem and what the Bible says about Jerusalem and what I've studied about Jerusalem, I ask a question. What was he doing in Jerusalem? Well, I began to read and do a little research, and I found out on Wikipedia, you can't believe everything that you read on Wikipedia, but I went and did a little more research and found out that stories on these different websites were the same. He was in Jerusalem. He and his family, along with, I believe, if I'm right, 13 others, along with three children, which would have been the three children of Mr. and Mrs. Spafford, they went to Jerusalem to help the people of Jerusalem. They went, used their money to help them. Set up what was called an American colony and had the backing of the Jewish people, and they helped people. They give their money. They helped those that were poor. They did the work that they were supposed to be doing with their money. Thank God for those that can do that. Now, that's a short history of Mr. Horatio Spafford. Again, he wrote the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." Let me give you the words to the verses of "It Is Well With My Soul." The first verse says, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." The second verse says, "Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul." Then the third verse, "My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul." The fourth verse is a verse that's not in most of our hymn books. It says, "For me, be it Christ hence to live. If Jordan above me shall roll, no pain shall be mine, for in death as in life, thou shalt whisper thy peace to my soul." Mr. Spafford's daughter, one of his daughters, said that there was a verse added after his death, and here's the verse, one that we're familiar with, "And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend, even so, it is well with my soul." Boy, just reading them words makes me thank God that it's well with my soul. Now let's look at a little history of the song. Horatio Spafford and his wife, Anna, had one son and four daughters and lived a life of philanthropy. They gave in service in their church. They gave money to people in need, as we've already talked about the end of his life in Jerusalem. In the year of 1871, their only son died of scarlet fever. A few months later, There was the Great Chicago Fire that wiped out a majority of the property that Mr. Spafford and his family owned. The history says that they made it through the next 2 years until in 1873, another tragedy struck. The Spaffords had planned to visit Europe as a family, but business kept Horatio behind. On the voyage to Europe, the ship that Anna and her four daughters were traveling on struck another vessel and sank. Only Anna survived. She sent what the history says, I'm looking at a website, The American Songwriter. She sent a hauntingly brief telegram to Horatio bearing the words, boy, this would haunt you. The words said, saved alone. You can only imagine the heartbreak of Mr. Spafford, the grief that he had when he received the news that his daughters had been killed and his wife was the only one that was left alive. He immediately boarded a ship and started across the ocean to meet his wife, Anna. Can you only imagine? I mean, back in those days, it wasn't like getting on a plane and being there in just a few hours. This was like days, maybe even weeks, to reach her and traumatized herself. In his own voyage to meet Anna, as his ship neared the place where his daughters had drowned, he was inspired to write the lyrics for the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. The captain called Mr. Spafford up to his post on the ship and told him, this is the place where the ship went down, where your daughters were killed. Mr. Spafford stood on the side of that ship and wrote, It Is Well With My Soul. I like what this author of American Songwriter said. He said, unlike many heartbreak songs, this song focuses less on what was lost and more on where hope can be found. I say amen to that. That as we walk through this road of life, as we go through the heartbreaks, as we go through the tragedies, the losses of life, we can focus because of songs like It Is Well With My Soul. We can focus on the good things to come more than on the heartbreaks that are here. This is just temporary, but I'm headed somewhere, and it's well with my soul knowing that I'm headed somewhere. Here we go. When peace like a river, oh, isn't that good? When sorrows like sea billows roll, I can say it is well with my soul. Praise God. Praise God. It's well with my soul. I hope you can say that. I hope you can say it is well with my soul. Can you imagine? I just go back and think about it over and over again, what the words say to this in this song. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And he recognized that Satan himself could use this to tear his life down. He said, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, lest this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. Wow. Think about the history of it. Think about what happened in the life of Mr. Spafford, and then the words to this song. Well, I like it when he said, my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. He's thinking about himself and what his thoughts are and what he could have in this experience could have been torn down. And because of Jesus, he said, my sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And listen to this. Oh, my soul. And then the chorus. It is well. It is well with my soul. With my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Can you imagine him standing on the deck of that ship and looking out over in the ocean where his family went down, all but his wife, and writing, "It is well with my soul." I don't understand how people can make it in life without Jesus. I have no idea how they make it. But because of what I've been through, what my family's been through, I'm not defeated, but I can say it is well with my soul. I hope it's well with your soul. And I hope that you can say, "And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul." Listen, if I wasn't saved, I'd have to say that I'd be miserable to think about Jesus coming back and me not being ready. But because I'm ready, because I'm saved, I can say I'm looking forward to the rapture of the church. I'm looking forward to Jesus coming back and getting me. I don't look forward to death. I don't think anybody looks forward to death, but I do look forward to the rapture of the church. And I may not be here at the rapture of the church. I may die before Jesus comes back to get the church. But I can say this, that even though I might go out of here in death, it's well with my soul. I may go out of here in the rapture, but it is well with my soul. I'm excited. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be standing out on a hillside somewhere, looking out across the vast of this earth when Jesus comes back? It's going to happen so fast, we won't be able to see anything. I'll be caught up so fast that I don't even know how to explain it, because it's something that none of us have been through. But it'd be a glorious thing, wouldn't it? I hope you've enjoyed the podcast today, and I hope it wasn't something that was just mixed up. I tried to edit and tried to get things together that would make it sound right and come out right. I tried to have my thoughts together the best that I can, and I feel like sometimes that I don't, but I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of this, thinking about "It Is Well With My Soul." Didn't have time to do another song. If I did, it would just make this podcast too long. I know that some of the podcasts may be 30, 40 minutes long, but they're a little more interesting. This is interesting, but what I'm trying to say is that they captivate you. There's things going on, different people talking. I don't want to bore you just with my talk. But I want to say this, that if you need anything, please email me or comment on the YouTube channel. If you need something, email me at trumpetoftruth85@gmail.com. Please do it. Please subscribe to the podcast. You can listen on other apps, other ways that you can listen: Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, anchor.fm/Greg-Bray8 is a good way to listen. You can go to several different platforms from there and listen, and then subscribe to that, download an app, listen. But just do a search for Trumpet of Truth, and you may have to put my name in there, Greg Bray, to find it. But I appreciate you coming into the podcast room with me. I'm just in a little room upstairs in our house with a lamp on, with a computer sitting in front of me, with a mic in front of me, and I'm talking to you. And you, please, there's some out there, Brother Isaac and Brother Jesse Lancaster, that have contributed to our podcast. They both stayed in this room last week during our revival, and they saw my little setup. And I'm thankful that we could accommodate them with that. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I want to say that I love every one of you. Even though I may not know some of you, I love you and I appreciate you. And I want you to know that I'm here to help you. I wouldn't be doing this podcast if I wasn't. See you later.